AP News, I'm Haya Panjwani. Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth will not say if U.S. ground troops might enter the Iran war. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Meghani.
Hegseth says you cannot win a war if you tell your foe what you're willing or not willing to do.
Our adversary right now thinks there are 15 different ways we could come at them with boots on the ground. And guess what? There are.
At the same time, Hegseth says talks over ending the war are gaining strength.
That's the goal. We don't want to have to do more militarily than we have to.
But repeated his earlier line that, in the meantime, the Pentagon will negotiate with bombs. Sagar Meghani, Washington.
AP correspondent Christina Mosqueda reports conditions for Cubans under the blockade have been dire.
For now, Cuba is using its own oil production to barely run the thermoelectrics. Gasoline is tightly rationed, which means that public transportation, trash collection, food distribution, even the one that has been donated and are still on warehouses at the port, are not reaching the Cuban people. Not to mention the constant power outage.
U.S. gas prices have hit their highest level since 2022. Petroleum analyst Patrick Dahan with Gas Buddy says the rise in gas prices is adding up for Americans.
That has added up to over $8 billion over the last 30 days that Americans have spent beyond what they were spending prior to the U.S. attacking Iran. And what that means is not only Americans leaving more behind at the pump, but they're also seeing the rise in prices, the feeling, the oppression brought on by gasoline prices at their highest levels in multiple years, which impacts negatively the psyche of the U.S. consumer. I would look for U.S. consumer sentiment to decline as gas prices go up.
This is AP News. AP correspondent Julie Walker reports a Marine has been detained after the TSA found a live 25-millimeter explosive round in his checked bag.
Police in California say a U.S. Marine has been detained at Palm Springs International Airport. It happened Monday during routine baggage screening. The Palm Springs Police Department says the Marine told investigators he picked up the 25-millimeter round about a year ago. He said he thought it was not live. Police say rust and corrosion hid the markings. Authorities confirmed it was live and destroyed it in a desert area. No one was hurt. Authorities are reviewing the case for potential criminal and civil penalties. I'm Julie Walker.
Two Arkansas Republicans with competing visions on how best to implement President Trump's agenda to overhaul elections and voting will vie for their party's nomination for the state's top election job today. I'm Haya Panjwani, AP News.